Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to RevOssam's CEO, Jerry Cotiene. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. As you saw from the press release we just issued, we're seeing delays in the orders and delivery of our legacy silicon systems. We've determined that we need to provide a downward revision to our revenue guidance for the second half of 2019. The new range is now $7.5 million to $10 million for the second half from our original guidance of $11 million to $13 million. Unfortunately, we have seen the legacy silicon customers pushing their needs out into 2020 as the overall macro environment has continued to soften, including an impact from the U.S.-China trade war. The good news is the silicon carbide business is continuing to move forward, and we anticipate being in the range of our guidance for that part of the business. We had an incredible event in Japan for the EZ launch. Customers are now scheduling visits to come here and run wafers on the new platform. This is in addition to the work they have already been doing on our existing platforms. The company currently expects to ship about 5.0 million of silicon carbide equipment in the second half. Of this 5 million system shipments, the company expects between 3.5 million to 5 million to be recognizable as revenue in the second half, depending on the final negotiated contract terms. In all cases, we will have definitive specifications that we are confident in our ability to meet those specifications. We are now receiving orders for capacity expansion for our grinding machines for the latter half of 2019 and through 2020, and expect to be able to discuss more about the polisher orders before year end. We still have confidence that the legacy market will rebound in 2020 and expect to reduce inventory throughout 2020 as we ship the systems that we currently have in inventory. More importantly, we couldn't be more happy with the performance of the new product and the rate at which the silicon carbide market is taking off. We continue to see announcements, even this week, from key global chip companies announcing their increasing silicon carbide capacity. This will benefit RevOssam as we move forward. We are now happy to take any questions you have.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, press the pound key. Please hold while we compile the Q&A roster. Again, that's star 1 on your touch-tone telephone to ask a question. There appear to be no questions in queue at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you for getting on the call, and we apologize for the miss on the revenue, but we're still very excited about our silicon carbide business, and we will be updating everyone at the 4C next week. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.